something I want to ask you. Have you ever been in a situation where you actually needed help? I'd be willing to bet you have, because that's usually the case for just about all of us at one time or another. Now, depending on your life situation, needing help, that could mean many different things, but allow me to run this life scenario past you. Before I get going, I would just ask if you would consider subscribing and hitting the notification bell so the channel grows. And if you listen to what I have to say here, I won't have to watch you walk into a bus. Now back to the episode. So over the last few days, let's say your car has been giving you trouble starting and you're mechanically clueless. So you call a friend or a relative when eventually the car doesn't start, and so they come by and give you a ride to work, maybe for a few days until you can get the car fixed and basically get your life back. But what happens if no such friend or relative exists? Now, this, of course, would be a very serious thing, because if you have no effective means of transportation, you could lose your job, which of course in turn means you have no money to fix your car or to do just about anything else, such as paying the bills and the rent in particular. Or to put this another way, without functional transportation, you can find your ass up Schitt's Creek really fast. This is the reason why most people in my neighborhood of my youth had several friends and hopefully good relations with at least a few family members, because they simply understood that this was a practical necessity of survival. And I remember from back in my childhood all the way up to my teenage years that those who were sociable generally did well, and those who went out of their way to be obnoxious or introverted assholes didn't, and quite often didn't live that long either. You see, what I witness in public these days is far beyond my understanding of how this current generation seems completely oblivious to one simple fact. You've gained nothing in this world if you're not connected to and with others. And as a consequence of that, this is the reason why the vast majority of people today feel so lonely. I'm not one of them. The moment I leave my house, for example, my plan is always the same. If I'm going to Costco, I try to talk to as many people as I possibly can. Not only because I simply enjoy talking to people, but I enjoy making connections. And it is because of those connections that I feel alive. It is what gives life its purpose. But this purpose I speak of, life's purpose, is something you will not experience. When people in life are going on all around you, and you keep your eyes buried into your fucking cell phone. So I ask, how can I help you? The answer to this seemingly simple question is, unfortunately, at least as far as the current and perhaps previous generation is concerned, I can't. But I don't feel so bad, because apparently there are so many others of our generation who can't do that either. Because when a person or a mass of people have their heads so completely shoved up their own ass, obsessively seeking validation, about the only thing one can do is watch the theatrics from such a life on the sideline and just have a good fucking laugh. Now, most of what I've been talking about up until this point are just my observations of a very dysfunctional psychological state from the last two generations that simply don't realize how socially inept and dysfunctional they are. But I'm not here to pick on the obvious. I want to turn this over to something called actual physical reality. At this point, I wanted to illustrate this profound disconnection with reality by telling you what I have observed myself by people who are so quite literally unable to disconnect their gaze from their cell phones for even a microsecond to the point of actual potential death. I have watched both men and women fall off the curb when crossing the street, fall onto a sidewalk by not stepping up onto the curb when crossing the street, walk into a hot dog stand, walk into someone's dog as the owner was walking their dog, tripping over the dog and falling on their face, walk into another person, walk straight into a policeman and get angry at the cop because the cop had the audacity to be doing their job, walk into a public fountain and fall in, and last but certainly not least, just automatically start walking across the crosswalk when there was oncoming traffic and a person has to brake suddenly very hard to avoid hitting the cell phone zombie, and that person that had to brake very hard just happened to be me today. Now, if I'm saying all of this to you, and you're not either shouting in agreement or laughing your ass off, but just blinking with a blank, emotionless expression, that's a pretty good sign. It's very likely that you're a cell zombie too. So I'm going to close this out by just saying this. No matter what you're doing for a living in life, if you're a dishwasher, a hotel manager, or whatever the hell it is that puts a roof over your head and food on the table, in the absolute bigger picture, everything about improving your life is about making and building connections with others. And you start doing that by having conversations anywhere and everywhere you can. Such as when you're standing in line in the supermarket, or even while you are shopping at the supermarket. But I can tell you exactly when it's not going to happen. When your head is firmly planted up your ass, when your eyes are glued to your cell phone. Now, how may I help you? Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.